Back home now, and 7 drive-by shootings in one night have Auckland police scrambling to calm tensions and renegotiate a truce between rival gangs. There have been 12 reported drive-by shootings in Auckland since Sunday, but this afternoon police revealed there's likely been more. So far, zero arrests have been made. Meanwhile, innocent neighbours say they're terrified of being shot as they sleep, with bullets flying far from their intended targets. Nick Trubridge and camera operator Marika Habazi have the story.
El Filipaina's seen a few things. 38 years as a cop, over a decade as a Manukau councillor, a lifetime spent in Auckland South. But even he admits he's never seen this.
Never ever have I seen the prevalence of the firearm incidents that we had last night. Never.
7 shootings in one night, some linked to a beef between the tribesmen and its former feeder gang, the Killer Bees.
This is a battle for the turf. And what comes with the turf is the ability to do the drugs and everything else, right? So you need to be the one controlling in the area.
So from Mr. Filipaina comes a plea. Give up the guns before another gangster, neighbour, innocent bystander is killed on the streets or in their home.
The families of the people who are using the firearms, they need to take some ownership. I know it's going to be hard in that environment, but, you know, take some ownership of trying to get these guns, of trying to get these guns off the street. You know, we need to get them destroyed.
A ceasefire previously orchestrated by community leaders, youth workers and members of the rival gangs is now well and truly out the window. The result? Innocent Aucklanders petrified of being shot in their own homes, some of them elderly, trying to live the quiet life in their twilight years.
Really worried, you know, they're quite nice people, they're quiet, they keep to themselves.
Almost all neighbours we speak to are simply too scared to appear on camera, this Papatoetoe woman saying the gun blast next door had her straight up and out of bed before hearing a vehicle scream off.
What it sounded like was as if somebody was dynamiting in a quarry or something. That was that real strong. It just sounded like three noises to me, but apparently it was guns going off.
Over in Flatbush, armed police guard a cordoned off house on Glen Osborne Terrace as detectives arrive on the scene. A neighbour reveals this is the second drive-by attack on the same home in just a few days. She was putting the rubbish out when a car drove up and opened fire. She bolted to her bedroom and watched the chaos unfold from a window.
I thought it would not be where I'd get shot, so I came in and I looked through the window. And he came out just as I got to the window and he was saying, my family or my kids live here, you know, like he was yelling to either somebody that he was talking to in the house when he walked out, or he was hoping the person that was shooting at this house would hear it, I think.
She tells us she personally isn't fazed, saying it's normalised in parts of Auckland she's lived in. But she does fear for the safety of the kids living across the road.
I rang the police because I thought there was some kid shot. Not because I thought that they were shooting at his house. I thought they were shooting the kids that are in his house.
Next door, there's evidence of shots landing far from the intended target. We stopped by a house across the road from the Flatbush property in question.
I'm standing next to one of the neighbours' vans. You can see a bullet has ricocheted off the van and over into the garage. From the garage, it's gone through the door and the neighbour says into his bedroom.
The 7 suburbs hit on Tuesday are Ōtara, Papatoetoe, Flatbush, Papakura, Te Atatū, Henderson and Mount Albert. It follows 4 separate drive-bys over the weekend, a total of a dozen in just a few days. But Superintendent Jill Rogers concedes that's not a true picture.
There seems to be an acceptance within our community that gun violence is acceptable. We know there are more events that have occurred and we encourage the community to come forward and tell us about this activity before a life is lost.
While some of the shootings are connected to tensions between the rival tribesmen and Killer Bees, some addresses appear to have no gang links whatsoever. Meanwhile, police are attempting to restore a truce between the gangs.
Have you actually met with any leaders of the respective gangs?
And we have a number of sort of routes that we can access into that. So from an investigative point of view, we have staff investigating the offences, but we also have our gang intelligence units who continue to liaise with the gangs involved.
Efforts are also being made to seize weapons, but the superintendent not keen to say how gangs continue to stockpile arms in the first place.
Where are their weapons? Where are their weapons coming from, Jill? Just quickly, where are their weapons coming from?
Thank you.
In the meantime, the innocent continue to live in fear, terrified of being caught in the crossfire of a turf war at boiling point.